lessons from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The beginning of the 28th juz of the Quran Kareem. The surah is known as Surah Al-Mujadala, the argument. The surah starts with Qad Sami'a Allahu Qawla Allati, a lesson that can be taken from this juz of the Quran Kareem. In the previous juz, we had taken the lesson about a person who is farming. Then according to what he wants to reap from his farm, that's how the farmer will look at his seed and the stalk. No farmer will ever become happy, because every day there is a chance that what is growing will fall to the ground. Whenever he sees a wind coming, it will make him worried. As long as he doesn't reach his time for being reaped, that farmer will never be at ease. That person whose intention is to have the thing reaped for this world, as soon as he finds its benefit, he will be relaxed. As for the one who wants his crops to reach the year after, right till his last breath, he will always live in fear that one wind must not come, meaning the wind of the anger of Almighty Allah, on account of some act that I had done. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then spoke about one act, which is a very light act. It is called the movement of the tongue. But it is with the tongue moving that a man, he goes to the highest places of paradise. It is with the movement of this very tongue that he can fall to the depths of Jahannam. It is this tongue that will make a kalima, la ilaha illallah, and every door of paradise will open up to him. Same tongue will make one sentence of kufr, and he can lose everything. In the surah, Surah Mujadala, a lesson that we can take is that how close Almighty Allah is to the tongue of every individual. If he understands and he perceives that closeness, he will enjoy munajat, du'as, crying to Almighty Allah, and how far he can go. If he does not remember how close Almighty Allah is to his tongue, he can make major errors. The beginning of the surah, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Indeed, Allah has heard the statement of that old woman with regards to her husband when she complained of her plight to Almighty Allah. It was an incident that occurred in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahabiya's name was Khawla radiallahu anha. She was quite elderly. There was an act which was prevalent among the Arabs, that if any man ever said to his wife that you are to me like the back of my mother, then that was regarded as a separation even worse than what we call talaq-e muhallaza. We say he had given 3 talaqs, now it's not easy to get back together. Here it was impossible to get back together. By saying the sentence amongst the Arabs, you are to me like the back of my mother, it means you are now permanently haram upon me. There was an argument that took place. Her husband said it to her. She came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that until now nothing has been revealed to me regarding this matter. So most likely it is on what it is. She said, O Allah's Nabi, I have served him for so many years now in this state of mind. It was not a talaq he had given me. And then she said the sentence. She said, I will complain of my matter to Almighty Allah. وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, by the qasam of that Allah, whose hearing envelopes the voices of the entire world, by the qasam of that Allah, whose hearing envelopes the voices of the entire world, especially the voices and the sounds coming from the tongues of the people of Iman. She says, as she spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I was also nearby. But there was many things that she said in that conversation which I could not hear, meaning Aisha radiallahu anha. She said, I was so close to them. But there were many things she said while speaking to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam which I could not hear. She says, but her entire conversation was heard by Almighty Allah. Wallahu yasma'u tahawurakuma. Everything was heard. Inna Allaha sami'un basir. Indeed, Almighty Allah is listening to everything. Allah is seeing everything. Wahi was revealed for her. An entire page was revealed. the law was made clear. Sahaba radiallahu anhu would honor this woman after. Umar radiallahu anhu once was moving with many of his main generals, soldiers, people of the Muslim Ummah, and this old Sahabiya radiallahu anha came in front. She wanted to speak. Umar radiallahu anhu stopped everything. Normally it would have been, meet me tomorrow. He stopped everything and he went and stood. And he listened and he listened. When he came, one person said to him, that for one woman you stopped this entire work. Could you not have told her to come? He said, this is that woman whose one sentence was heard by Almighty Allah in such a manner. He said, who is Umar to tell her that come and speak to me tomorrow? When Almighty Allah immediately gave her a hearing. Umar radiallahu anhu said, had she continued speaking with me till the morning, I would have remained there. It's because she completed. But the lesson that was going to be given to the world was like on the qasam of Aisha radiallahu anha, that Allah whose hearing encompasses the voices, the sounds of the entire world, especially the speech of the people of Iman. A man quietly makes one ah to Allah, it is heard. He complains to Allah, it is heard. He says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, it is heard. He reads, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. No one around him hears it. Almighty Allah hears it. There's a loud voice with which he makes it. It is heard. The voice that is even softer is heard even more. Everything reaches the arsh of Almighty Allah. With this tongue, how far man can go. On the next page, Allah Tawbarukala says, however, when man does not understand or perceive the presence of Almighty Allah, then there are times he gets together. One is when you are speaking to your friend. At that time, to understand that Almighty Allah is listening, one is najwa. Najwa means you're making an effort, no one must hear you. Allah Tabarak Tala says, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. Even when people are making an effort, that it's only the three of us, besides us, no one must know what we are discussing. Almighty Allah says it will never happen. There is a secret discussion taking place of three people. إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. But remember, Allah is the fourth. There is no five people except Allah is the sixth. Nothing less than this, nothing more than this. إِلَّا وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ. إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. Wherever they are, Allah تبارك تعالى is with. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, everything will come out. Allah تبارك تعالى says, O people of Iman, إِذَا تَنَاجَيْتُمْ. When you get together and you speak in privacy, you do not want your talks to go out. In that quiet majlis of yours, remember that Almighty Allah is in that majlis. فَلَا تَتَنَاجَوْا بِالْإِسْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَمَعْصِيَةِ الرَّسُولِ. Do not make conspiracies. Do not make plots. Do not hatch some plan against Iman, against Islam, against the Rasul of Allah. Do not make plans for evil or for zulam. وَتَنَاجَوْا بِالْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Rather realize that Almighty Allah is listening. If you want to speak quietly, make some plan how to create goodness in the world, how to come closer to Almighty Allah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Remember, one day you have to come in front of Almighty Allah. Fear that Allah, everything is being heard. This is that munajat, when a person understands the power of the tongue and how close Almighty Allah is to the tongue, he will think of Khawla radiallahu anha. One sentence, how she said it, even Aisha radiallahu anha could not hear it, and how it was heard by Almighty Allah. The cry, the dua, the qawl of the person of Iman, when he uses it for the right, it goes right to the arsh of Almighty Allah. And when it is used for the wrong, it can create major problems in a person's life. At the end of this juz comes Surah Tahrim. In that juz, Allah Tabarak Tala makes indication to an incident that occurred with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the beloved wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, it was an incident of the tongue. It was what we will call a very small incident. Normally amongst wives, there will always be some issue. Ulama have written that majority of the time an issue happened between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his wives. It was on account of the extra love that they had for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you have co-wives and each one is vying with the other to get the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then sometimes in that competition there might be a slight slip. There was a slip of the tongue in this incident. But Almighty Allah was going to use this incident. The wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately made tawbah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came down to announce to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Almighty Allah has forgiven the error of theirs. But it was going to be mentioned in Quran. As we will mention this incident, think of this point. It was going to be mentioned in Quran to give a message to the people of Iman that no matter how close you think you are to Allah and to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed you cannot be more closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than his most beloved wife Aisha radiallahu anha and Hafsa radiallahu anha. The closeness that they enjoyed, no one else enjoyed in their era. But on the slip of a tongue, it brought upon them the anger of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It brought upon them the anger of Almighty Allah. A warning was given to them from the heavens that watch out. Their tawbah was unique. Revelation would come with their tawbah. But what a message was given for the people of Iman that never ever remained content. Despite how close they were, a slip of the tongue was heard in the heavens. Almighty Allah was not happy. The people of Iman must always worry that when something comes on the tongue, it must not bring upon a person the anger of Almighty Allah. He can never remain content. I had a dream of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so now I am close to Allah's Nabi. I read so much of durood every day. I make umrah every year. I stand in front of the rawdah. I am from the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever feeling he has that I am close in this end of this juz, Allah tabarakallah gave what a lesson. No matter how close you are, remember the slip of the tongue can have terrible consequences. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to spend time by all his wives. After the Asr Salah, he would go to the different houses. A certain wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had by her some honey. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked honey. She presented it to him. Most likely it was Zainab radiallahu anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a few days, because of that honey, eating that honey, he spent a little extra time in her house. Aisha radiallahu anha realized that he is taking longer in one house. She spoke to Hafsa radiallahu anha, and they picked up that most likely that honey that has come, either from another wife or from somebody else, because of that. So one said to the other, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, we will mention to him, you're getting like the smell of a honey. Have you eaten that honey? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Hafsa radiallahu anha, yes. Hafsa radiallahu anha said, you know that honey, the bees who make that honey, they normally go to a certain plant, and from that plant they draw the pollen. That was perhaps not the very, those plants which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very inclined towards. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard that, he said, okay, after this year I will not eat from that honey. It was no real. It was just an issue amongst the wives. But to ensure that Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha's heart will not be hurt, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hafsa radiallahu anha, but don't tell anyone about this year. Because she will feel hurt that the honey that I have, Allah's Nabi does not like it. Hafsa radiallahu anha did not say, the news never reached Zainab radiallahu anha. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he had told her, do not tell anyone. Amongst anyone was everyone. There was a slip of the tongue. She mentioned it to Aisha radiallahu anha. And she never really thought there will be a problem because the two of them had already decided on this plan. The news never reached Zainab radiallahu anha. Her heart was not going to be hurt. She only said to Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah tabarakallah says, وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِي إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا. Remember the time when the Nabi of Allah said to some of his wives, meaning one of his wives, he said to her something which was a secret. He said to her, do not say to anyone. And when she told Aisha radiallahu anha, she told her also, please do not tell anyone. فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ. But there was a slip of the tongue. She did say, وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. And Almighty Allah informed his Nabi about it. أَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an indication to Hafsa radiallahu anha that I know that you mentioned. Mufassirin write, immediately Hafsa radiallahu anha wanted to know, how do you know? Meaning the only person I told is Aisha radiallahu anha. So most likely she told you. Allah tabarakallah's wording was, فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed her that why did you spread that secret that I left by you? قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا. Her first reaction was, who told you about it? Thinking it must have been Aisha radiallahu anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, نَبَّأَنِي الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ, that Allah who knows everything, that Allah who is aware of everything, He made me aware of it. But thereafter, look at the ayat that came. This ayat were not meant for the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only. They made tawbah immediately. It was meant as a lesson for every person, man and woman, who feel they enjoy a closeness with Islam, with Almighty Allah, with the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In tatuba ila Allah, that if the two of y'all, meaning Aisha radiallahu anha and Hafsa radiallahu anha, if y'all make tawbah to Almighty Allah, because this plan that y'all made, everything that happened around it, there was a slip of the tongue. If you make tawbah immediately to Almighty Allah, it will be best. فَقَدْ صَغَدْ قُلُوبُكَمَا, because indeed the heart swayed a little, meaning it just veered away from that path. Always Allah's Nabi was happy with y'all. There was a certain error you made. This heart moved slightly, put it back in place immediately. Meaning don't ever be content that I am a selected of Allah. If there's a slip, immediately stand. وَإِن تَظَاهَرَ عَلَيْهِ, and if you don't want to make the tawbah, where they were not going to make. Their tawbah was so unique, immediately they cried. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to make sifarish on behalf of Hafsa radiallahu anha. Sifarish came from the side of Almighty Allah. Their tawbah was unique. Our tawbah is the thing we have to worry about. Allah tabarakah says, وَإِن تَظَاهَرَ عَلَيْهِ, if you do not make the tawbah immediately, but if you remain firm, normally a wife will say that, I don't have to go and beg for maafi. Why must I ask? It is a small issue. وَإِن تَظَاهَرَ عَلَيْهِ, Almighty Allah gave a warning that if you all gang up, if you all work together, and you all put pressure on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ, then remember, Mufassirin explained this, that Almighty Allah in this verse was going to give an indication to the world that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed most independent. No ummati is such that Islam is dependent on him. Every ummati, it's an honor for him to have a link with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Allah wants that link can be broken and a much greater ummah can be brought, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ, remember that indeed Allah is the real mawla, is the closest, is the greatest companion, is the greatest aid to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَجِبْرِيلُ, then the highest of the angels, and among the highest of all is Jibreel alayhi salam. وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, how many good believers there are in the world. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ, and thereafter the entire army of the normal angels of Almighty Allah, all of them are at the service of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is not one ummati in this world, no matter how close he may think he is to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Islam is ever dependent upon him. عَسَى رَبُّهُ إِن طَلَّقَكُنَّ, Almighty Allah says, remember, if the Nabi of Allah decides to divorce you, إِن طَلَّقَكُنَّ, this wording of divorce, meaning the lesson we take is divorce is from a wife, separation is from the ummati. If Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Islam decides to separate from one of us, it will not harm Islam in the least, but Allah tabarakah says, if it has to happen that the Nabi of Allah has to divorce any of you, عَسَى رَبُّهُ إِن طَلَّقَكُنَّ أَن يُبْدِلَهُ أَزْوَاجًا خَيْرًا مِنْكُنَّ, then Almighty Allah will just bring for him another wife who will be much better than all of you. مُسْلِمَاتٍ مُؤْمِنَاتٍ قَانِتَاتٍ تَائِبَاتٍ عَابِدَاتٍ سَائِحَاتٍ ثَيِّبَاتٍ وَأَبْكَارًا, in every aspect they will be better. In submitting they will be better. In iman they will be better. In obedience they will be better. In tawbah they will be better. In worship they will be better. In fasting they will be better. In every aspect, the indication was that every ummati must understand. He must not look at his worship and he must think that I am an asset to Islam. Rather, it's an honor that Islam allows me to be part of the army. If Allah tabarak ta'ala makes this separation happen, and many a time it could be because of the error of the tongue and man not making tawbah immediately, if that separation happens, Islam is not dependent on any individual. Almighty Allah will just bring another believer. that believer will be a greater Muslim, mu'min, he will be more obedient, he will be making greater tawbah, he will be a greater worshipper, he will be a greater faster. By Almighty Allah, the armies are many. Islam is not dependent on any individual. It is all of us that we are dependent on Islam. The next ruku starts, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. O people of Iman, continuously return to Almighty Allah. Be sincere in your returning. Asa rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyatikum. As long as there is continuous tawbah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Ummah how to do it. He says daily, 70 to 100 times, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. He said, Atubu ilallah wa Astaghfirullah. I continuously return to Almighty Allah. Daily, man should take stock of what he said with the tongue. Today, we cannot even remember what we said. So, if you do not remember even the sin, we were taught what du'as. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness from that which I know. I seek your forgiveness from all of that which I do not know. There should always be that fear. As long as that fear is there, it will keep man on the track. At the last page of this ruk, of this juz, Allah Tabarakallah again makes indication that do not ever think that I am close. Closeness will not help a person. If the tongue makes an error and it pushes a person away, you can be the closest to an individual, meaning the wife, how close a wife is. Allah Tabarakallah says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِمْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَمْرَأَةَ لُوتٍ كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين. Allah gives the example of the wives of two of the great Anbiya alayhim as-salam. They were under the selected servants of Almighty Allah. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's one wife, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's one wife. Allah tabaruk ta'ala had not written for them iman. فخانتاهما. They made khiyanat. They did not give their tongue and their heart to their husband. They gave the tongue to the enemy. They would go and say to the enemy what's happening in the house. فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. That closeness with their husband also was not going to help them at all. As for the wife of Fir'aun, her tongue was given to Almighty Allah. Her heart was given to Almighty Allah. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. An example of a person who had real iman is the wife of Fir'aun. إِذْ قَالَتْ. When she used that tongue for the right words, she said, رَبِّ بْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That, O Allah, build for me by you a house in paradise. وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Save me from the evil of Fir'aun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak about this woman. In the narrations it comes that before even passing away, Almighty Allah showed her her place in paradise. Before even passing away, the barakah of the tongue when it is used for the right thing, how far it takes a person, and if it's used for the wrong, in between it is that a person doesn't intend to use it for a wrong, but the tongue will slip many a time. To ensure that we get forgiven for the slips of the tongue, Allah Tabarakala has given us the amal of tawbah. In tatuba ilallah, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, tubu ilallah, tawbatan nasuha. Continuously with tawbah, we continue wiping away the errors of our tongue. We have hope in this that Allah Tabarakala's mercy will cover all of us and he will allow us to pass away in his happiness. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.